Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. You know how we celebrate Fridays. We'll get to the Friday song in a little bit. But with the passing of the 2018 midterms, great around the country, not so good here in Nevada, it's on to the 2020 reelect for the president. And one of the things you can bet that he'll be running on is the performance of the economy. A guy that has been at the side of the president advising him on U.S. economic policy, the author of the new book, Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy, is Stephen Moore. Stephen Moore, for those of you that don't know, he's been on the show before. He is a fellow at the Heritage Foundation and a pretty darn good fellow as well. Steve Moore, good morning. Good to have you with us. Whoops. Oh, he dropped off. Okay, we'll get him back. We'll get him back. No, and Steve Moore, for those of you that don't know, you see him on cable news on all the channels. I don't think he is a consultant for a Fox News paid analyst or anything like that. I think you see him on most of the cable news shows. In fact, you see him on, I think, all of them. But he has been there from, I believe, day one in advising then-candidate Donald J. Trump and now President Donald J. Trump on the America First economic policy, which when you look at it, I mean, it's they had the biggest pro-growth tax cut since the early 1980s. They've had the elimination of many of President Obama's anti-growth regulations. Well, at one point, it was like for every one regulation added, they ended up with 22 eliminated. I mean, I'm just going to tell you, this has been the most amazing economic period in recent American history. I mean, the growth, and then to have the president, in fact, I'll ask him, did President Obama have something to do with this? No, seriously. I mean, the president, President Obama has tried to take some credit for the current economic upturn. And I'm sorry, but that just does not wash. The economy wasn't exactly humming along at like, what, 1%, 1.2%, 1.5% GDP Now we're looking at upwards of 4%. And the president has said repeatedly, you know, that if he tried to say that during the campaign, people, the fake news media would have laughed him off the stage. Tell you what, we've reconnected. The author of the book, Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. He is Stephen Moore. He is a fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Stephen, I think we got you now.
You do. Thanks. Thanks so much for having me. Sorry about that. I think Nancy Pelosi was preventing me from getting on the line.
There you go. Hey, let me ask you, when did you begin consulting the president? Was it as candidate Donald J. Trump where you first started to weigh in?
Yeah, you know, in the book, Trumponomics, we sort of tell this kind of firsthand story of how we got involved with Trump, and it was really kind of a lot of fun. I mean, and by the way, when we first met with Trump, Larry Kudlow and I, back in, I think it was very early 2016 when the campaign was just getting going, you know, I had a very negative impression of Donald Trump when he asked us to come and see him at the Trump Tower in New York. I thought he was kind of a blowhard. I thought it was a big publicity stunt that he was running for president. And I got to tell you, I mean, I went into that meeting with Larry, and we spent about an hour and a half with Trump, just the three of us talking to him. I kind of came out of that room with stars in my eyes, and the guy is incredibly, he's a sweetheart. He's a charmer. He's really intelligent. He can be very gracious and a good arguer. And and I said, oh my gosh, to Larry, who's of course now the chief economist for Trump at the White House, and I see him all the time. I said, Larry, you know, this guy's going to win this election. I mean, I really felt like when I walked out of the room, he was going to win. And you know, we were proven right. And Larry and I, and of course, Art Laffer, were the chief economists for Trump during the campaign. And it was one hell of a ride.
I want to ask you, much was made during the campaign, and even now into his presidency, that he is a businessman. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. Has that helped or hurt him in understanding economic policy?
Well, obviously it helps him. I mean, I think that people always ask me, what is the essence of Trumponomics and how is it different from Reaganomics? And I love Ronald Reagan. I think he belongs to Mount Rushmore as one of our five greatest presidents. But, you know, Ronald Reagan was ideologically conservative. Trump is not ideological. He just is, as you just said, he's just a businessman who looks at every issue from a common sense business perspective. And he's brought this kind of business ethos to Washington. And it's made a huge difference in terms of, you know, look, the economy was struggling at the end of Obama's. We never had much of a recovery. And then at Obama's last year, the economy was only growing at 1.5%. I laugh when Obama says how great the economy was when he was leaving office. If that were the case, Hillary Clinton would have been president. People felt the economy was going in the wrong direction. They were very concerned about their financial future. And Trump came in with these business sensibilities. And it made a difference right from the start. I mean, you could see that with what happened with consumer confidence, with investor confidence, with the stock market, and it's been booming ever since.
Stephen Moore joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. The book is Trumponomics. Is there any one overriding factor in the strength of the economy? Is there any common thread that runs through all of these things economically the president has done, what he said, that has helped the economy?
By the way, I didn't fully answer your last question. I left out something really important, which is, you know, you asked me, is he a businessman or is he a politician? Of course he's a businessman, but I got to tell you, I've been in politics for 30-some years. He is an amazing politician. He understands, he saw something out there in voters that none of the other Republicans saw, none of the Democrats saw what was going on. Was maybe Bernie Sanders, but the rest thought, oh, everything's just honky-dory, everything's wonderful. No, it wasn't wonderful. If he went to places like Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Iowa, Nebraska, Kentucky, people felt like that there was no recovery at all, that the rest of the country had left them behind. And Trump saw that in voters, and he went out and basically said to these voters, we're going to make America great again. I am going to be focusing on middle-class, blue-collar, working-class Americans. And that's the irony of Trump, is that the Democrats have become obviously the party of the rich and the elite, whereas the Republicans have become, under Trump, the party of the blue-collar middle class. And when you ask what one thing has Trump done, it's hard to say. I mean, look, I helped write the tax plan, so I think that was obviously a tremendous success. And by the way, you know, the you know, I think your Democratic congressman, you know, there voted against the tax cut. I mean, I can't believe somebody would vote against the biggest tax cut for American families and businesses in 30 years. But I think it's probably the tax cut and the deregulations, getting the government off of back of business and allowing companies to bring back money to the United States, bring factories back. I mean, you know, we have 7 million more jobs than we do have people to fill them. I mean, that's incredible. Well, think about that. So we have now a shortage of workers, and that's giving our workers a lot of opportunities to get higher wages. You saw that the latest jobs report had big wage gains for American workers, which is exactly what we want. So I defy people, you know, to find anything that's not going well with the economy.
Hey, Stephen, I talked to the president, I think, 3 weeks ago on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And one of the things I asked him is, you know, how do you get up every morning, go to work, one foot ahead of the other, when you know there are people on the other side? There's the fake news media, the resistance, and even people within your own party. Was there consensus within the administration's economic advisors that, let's do it this way, let's do the tax cut, was there consensus, or was there a fight?
Oh, you know, first of all, on a lot of the big things like, you know, taxes, you know, he asked us to put the tax plan together, and we were proud to do that with him, and he got it. You know, he's got a keen understanding of how the economy works. So we didn't need to prod him along. He knew what he wanted to do. But, you know, I think the area where there's been some dispute, and, you know, we talk about in this book, I mean, this book isn't just a suck up to Donald Trump. I mean, I admire the man greatly, and I think his record speaks for itself. But there are times that I disagree with him. And, you know, we used to debate, you know, fiercely. I mean, I love this about Trump. You can debate him. He likes to have people with different opinions. So on trade, you know, I told him I thought the steel tariffs are a dumb idea, and I still think they're a dumb idea. I mean, you saw that happen today with the production price index was up. The cost of producing things is rising, in part because of the steel tariffs. It made things more expensive. So I don't always agree with Donald Trump. Sometimes I roll my eyes when he says some of the things that he says. But I always tell people, my liberal friends, and even some of the never-Trumpers on the Republican side of the aisle, I say, always watch what Donald Trump does and look at his results. Don't listen to what he says. They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know?
Let me ask you, because the question that I get asked more than anything about the economy, and again, for most people, you start talking about the economy, you talk about the Fed, their eyes glaze over, and they go, you know, they get that panicky look. And that is this sustainable? What we're doing now?
I get asked that a lot myself, you know. And in fact, every time, you know, I'm now with CNN, so I'm with fake news, and every time I'm on, and we get these great jobs reports and the GDP reports, you know, I remember during the campaign, you know, I would debate people like Paul Krugman and Larry Summers and seemingly the whole faculty at Harvard and Yale. And, you know, they say, oh, Trump, it's impossible for Trump to bring the manufacturing jobs back. And how is it? He can't possibly get 3-4% growth. That's impossible. It's not even achievable anymore in America. And, you know, here we are 2 years later. Guess what? We've got 3-4% growth. We've got, we're creating 1,000 new manufacturing jobs a day. Remember when Barack Obama said 2 weeks before the election, how is Trump going to bring those manufacturing jobs back with a magic wand? Well, maybe he's got one, because they are coming back big time. So, you know, but Trump is a guy, he likes to argue. He likes to argue out. He likes to hear different opinions. I admire that about him. You know, I didn't always prevail in the arguments with him. And sometimes he taught me things I didn't know. When we first started, you know, I said, you know, Donald Trump, you're a trade protectionist. He got mad at me. He said, Steve, I'm not a protectionist. I just want a level playing field, and I want to make sure that these countries are playing by the rules. And I started looking at the evidence, you know, and it turned out, you know, Trump was right, that these countries are not playing by the rules. They are not, you know, we opened up our markets to them. They didn't open their markets to us. And I think at the end of the day, Trump is going to get better trade deals. And I love what he's doing with China. I mean, look, we're in a cold war with China. They're not a friend of the United States. They're an adversary. And Trump is the first president in a long time to basically stand toe-to-toe with Beijing and say, we're not going to take this abusive treatment anymore. If you don't start behaving, we're going to slap you with punitive tariffs. And look, I don't like tariffs, but when it comes to a country like China that steals and cheats and builds up their military in an aggressive way, I think I applaud Trump for that.
Are there any warning signs? I know the Fed, when every time the Fed talks about this, we're looking at inflation, we're looking at this, we're looking at that. Are there any warning signs for you that you're going to be looking for in the 6 months, 12 months, year and a half of this administration?
Yeah, we talk a lot about that in the book, because what are the things, you know, now that we've got this booming economy, what could derail things? I'm not too worried about Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she's going to try to derail things, but Trump is going to veto anything she tries to do. And by the way, I think Trump I think the election results were a blessing for Trump. I mean, if the economy stays this strong over the next 2 years, which I believe it will, I mean, Trump's going to win a 40-state majority. And by the way, did he win Nevada? I forgot.
He did. He did not.
Well,
Hillary won Nevada. Believe it or not.
Prediction. I know. I'm making a prediction right now that Trump wins Nevada by 5 points in 2020. I mean, because I haven't been to Vegas lately or Reno lately, but all across the country the economy is booming. I assume that's happening also in Nevada.
It is.
And so and Trump deserves the credit for that. And so what could derail this? I think the Fed, continuing to raise rates. I think Trump is right. Where's the inflation in the economy? I mean, we saw some increase in producer prices, which we're not seeing it in commodities, we're not seeing it in consumer prices. And I think the Fed is trying to take the punch bowl away from this party. And then I worry about the fact that we don't have enough workers. I'm with Trump that we've got to build the wall and secure our border. We need more immigrants into this country who can build the jobs, the agriculture jobs, the service jobs, the technology jobs. And that will add to our economy. And so I think Trump is there, on that. I think if he got a secure border and got Nancy Pelosi to agree to build the wall, I think Trump would be very open-minded to changing our immigration system so people can come in here and work. And that's what America's all about.
In our final minute, 2 years of investigations, impeachment talk, is that going to have an impact on the economy?
No, but it's going to have a big impact on the Democrats. I think the American people are going to be... The first thing Nancy Pelosi said that we're going to do is ask, require that Trump reveal his tax returns. Well, he's not going to do that, nor should he, and nor is there any law that requires him to. And the Democrats are they're rooting against the American economy, frankly. They want the economy to tank so that they can put in Elizabeth Warren or Joe Biden or, who's the guy out in Texas, Beto or whatever his name is, the skateboarder. But, this economy's fine. I love the economy. I love the stock market. And, with the tax cuts and the deregulation, don't forget the energy policy. By the way, I thought you guys were lunatics in Nevada to pass this stupid renewable energy mandate. That's going to raise your electricity prices, You voted for an increase in your electric power prices.
Yeah. By the way, Kimosabe?
I think of that. But you know what? I'm going to make a big priority because we beat that in Arizona. And we showed the people in Arizona, if you go 50% renewable energy, you're going to double. The states that have those renewable energy standards have twice as high electric utility rates. So it's a regressive tax on working class Americans, and that has to pass one more time on the ballot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But let's try to defeat that, because you're doing serious damage to your own state. By the way, you're a state that has a lot of sunshine. I'm not against solar power, but let's have the free market dictate, what kind of energy you use, not government mandates and politicians.
Boy, we should have had you on before the election, not after the election. Hey, Stephen.
Because I've looked at the data. I mean, it is clear cut. You don't want to be like California, New York, and New Jersey that are paying through the roof on their energy costs.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Stephen, always good to get with you. Thanks so much, man. The book is Trumponomics, available at Better Bookstores everywhere, I'm assuming.
It's everywhere. I mean, go to Amazon, and it's a fun read. It's not an economics book. It's about Trump. It's about how we built the economy and about his personality and how he thinks, and I think people will really enjoy it.
Hey, thanks, Stephen. Appreciate it. Stephen Moore joining us. The book is Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
For many employers seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014. Or try the office, 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Stick around, more to do as we continue. We're going to get to your phone calls. That's all next, live and local, now.
I'm 790, Las Vegas, and 98.1, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Bye. By the way, for the record, I love Stephen Moore. Stephen Moore, a fellow at the Heritage Foundation and the author of the new book, Trumponomics. And I have not had a chance to read the book, but I will. But I will, especially if it's not an economics book, because those just make my eyes glaze over. For those of you that come to our show every Friday and you have certain expectations, one is that we're here and we're sober and we haven't started the weekend too early. But the other thing that we always promise you is that we celebrate Friday. Friday is the day that we work all week to get to, and we are here.
It's Friday.
Here we go, folks.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Yeah, Friday is the day we have fun. We don't try and take ourselves too seriously. Yeah.
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better than that. It's Friday. It's the day that we celebrate. Oh, yeah. I want to get to the audio sound bites because it's starting to get crazy out there. Let's go to cut two. Because this is our democracy we're talking about. And all of a sudden we have Antifa, better known as the mob, trying to intimidate conservatives, like Tucker Carlson. And I want you to listen. This is Tucker Carlson on with Brian Kilmeade last night and talking about the Antifa threat to his home, to his family. This is unconscionable, and I don't hear Democrats calling these people and talking them down off the ledge. I don't hear that. Do you? In fact, if anything, you hear the opposite. You hear Mad Maxine Waters saying, "Get in their face. If they go to the store, if they go to a restaurant." I mean, that's what they're saying. This was Tucker. This is cut two, and this was Tucker Carlson last night with Brian Kilmeade on Fox News Channel.
You're taping your show just before you go on the air. They're outside your house. What have the last 24 hours been like for you?
Well, it's actually been really nice and affirming. I mean, so for every masked lunatic in front of my house, there have been, 100 people, some of whom I don't agree with politically, calling or sending texts of support and kindness. And it's just a reminder of what a really nice country it is. And if you work in our businesses, you can lose sight of that because you see the lunatics. But most people are not lunatics. Most people are humane and decent and kind, and it's just been a great reminder of that and really a wonderful experience. But what's it like to find out that your wife is hiding in the pantry because people are threatening her? I mean, it's upsetting. And I guess I would say this. I mean, I've characterized the Antifa people and people like them as protesters, but they're not. I mean, they weren't protesting anything. The irony is that this is the one show that regularly invites people like that on to say what they think. And if you have a point of view that we disagree with, I'll debate you, but I still want to hear it because I think people should hear it. And so, but they weren't trying to change my mind or advocate for a position. They were threatening my family to get me to stop talking. And obviously I'm not going to because it's my job to talk and I have the support of Fox News and I'm grateful for that. But then you think of all the people, most people in this country who don't have that lucky combination of circumstances, and they really feel like they have to shut up, that they can't say what they think because they'll be punished. I mean, this has a chilling effect on people's ability to speak and to think freely. That's the point. It's totalitarian in its intent, and we should fight it.
Now the question, and I'm going to open up our phone lines for this, at 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I have a deeply held core belief that the only people that can stop Antifa is kind of the Frankenstein that's been created by Democrats to create chaos. But now Frankenstein has taken over. And the only ones that can stop them are Democrats. Do you see any Democrats trying to stop Antifa? I don't. We're going to see what you think. At 844, the number 2 Nevada, that's 844-263-8232. Simply put, we have an out-of-control group who is really not even ideological. They're not pushing for anything. They're not protesting against anything. They're just creating chaos. And the only ones that can stop them are the Democrats. The president can't do anything. My question to you is, how do we stop Antifa? How is it we are going to stop this group? This group of what I think are anarchists. And again, they're just into creating chaos. They're not into furthering any ideological position. We'll see what you think. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? A guy that I'll bet you has some ideas on this, my buddy Frank. Frank, what's going on, man? You're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Well, Kevin, you left out one piece of the equation. They're paid. They're paid for chaos. Otherwise, you just see the bums on the street in what San Francisco. And my God, Detroit, and even though Michigan is booming, it's a third world country. Kevin, I'm going to leave you with what Thomas Jefferson. How many people do you know, Kevin, that are smarter than Thomas Jefferson? And here's what I'm going to leave you with. The Tree of Liberty. He thought this. This is they looked at what they were giving us in this Constitution. The Tree of Liberty will need to be sown with the fertilizer of revolution. Every generation, every 20 years. Thank you, buddy.
There you go. That's Frank. You may want to join us. You're welcome to do so. I want you to hear cut 4, because in the interest of fairness, and we take a lot of shots at CNN, the president does too, fake news. But Brian Stelter was on last night, I believe with Brooke Baldwin. And even he admits, and he's, by the way, the CNN media analyst. And even he said that Antifa stepped over the line protesting at Tucker Carlson's home. This is cut number 4. Brian Stelter, the media analyst for CNN.
We've just learned in the past few minutes there's an open criminal investigation into this protest last night. And so I think that means, Brooke, we could see the police looking into this further, possibly even trying to talk with or arrest some of the protesters. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. What we know for sure is that about 20 people showed up at Carlson's home in Northwest D.C. last night. He was not home, of course. He was at work getting ready for his show on Fox News. His wife was home alone, and his wife heard this disturbance outside, heard the knocking on the door, heard them screaming things. She was concerned about a home invasion. She called the police. Mm. The police showed up, and the police report shows that there was vandalism at the home. Here's the statement, the new statement from the police saying, look, these protesters, or some of them broke the law by defacing private property. Quote, the Metropolitan Police Department takes these violations seriously, and we will work to hold those accountable for their unlawful actions. There is currently an open investigation, an open criminal investigation regarding this matter. So what starts as a left-wing protest of one of these Antifa-affiliated groups, they say they need to speak truth to power and hold Carlson accountable. Hey, look, everybody's got First Amendment rights, but to show up at someone's house, to be knocking on the door, to be spray-painting an anarchy symbol in the the driveway. That has been denounced from the right and from the left today. Everyone from folks over at Fox to Stephen Colbert today saying that crosses a line. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be showing up at somebody's house like that.
What is Fox saying?
Fox News has come out and agreed with that assessment, says this was reprehensible behavior. And the executives at Fox have also said, look, the temperature needs to be taken down across the board right now. Recent events in the country show we need to have a more civil, respectful conversation and be tolerant of differences. An interesting tone coming from Fox News. I think, look, Brooke, we talked about Fox a lot lately. We've talked about Sean Hannity promoting Trump and all the rest. You can have a lot of criticisms of Fox News, and I do. But it crosses a line when you're showing up at somebody's home. Whether you love Tucker Carlson or hate Tucker Carlson, I think we can all agree that protesters on a driveway shouting, scaring the anchor's wife, it's just uncalled for.
And I agree with that. But the question is, how do you get them to stop? This is like Frankenstein out of control. You've created this monster, and the Democrats don't seem to either have the will or the way to stop this. Who is going to be next on the Antifa hit list? And what's going to happen when some Republican gets a little nervous at protecting one's homestead and maybe takes action against a mob like this? You've seen the videotape, have you not? I mean, this looked like a mob out of control with a bullhorn. What's going to happen when somebody retaliates, when some Republican retaliates and maybe injures, maybe kills a member of Antifa? Is that going to add to the chaos, to the anarchy? And will people actually go to jail for this? I hope they do. Because the argument that, well, they're just, you know, it's just their First Amendment rights. I don't buy that for an instant. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844-2-NEVADA. 844-263-8232. How do we stop Antifa? And is it going to take somebody with a 410 shotgun to stop the mob? Is that ultimately what it's going to take? Or can the Democrats do it themselves? We'll see what you think coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. It's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls on the other side, I promise. We're going to try and nip this in the bud before it gets too dangerous and somebody dies. Because it will happen. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify. And if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply costs. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. In fact, that's what we're going to do now. Let's go to Jeremiah, listening in Palm Springs on 98.1. Oh, I love this. News and talk that rocks. Ed Stoll's great radio station in the Coachella Valley. Jeremiah, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, man.
So I just heard you talking about Antifa. And I just heard a gentleman come on and said that all these individuals are paid protesters. You know, I live here in California. I live in a very red, very red city. However, I'm surrounded by a bunch of blue cities in Palm Springs. And I got to say that, you know, a lot of these individuals that you are currently seeing on TV and causing a lot of this chaos are not paid. A lot of these individuals just have hate in their heart. These individuals want to cause destruction. They want to get rid of, you know, Republicans and conservatives here in California. I can't speak for Oregon or Washington, where you see a lot of this chaos taking place. But I do know here, you see it constantly, the hate, the amount of destruction that they're doing now here in these states.
But what is it they're protesting? What is it? What is the ideological goal of spray painting anarchy on the driveway of Tucker Carlson?
Correct. I have no idea. I think that a lot of these individuals who are protesting are just there to do something. These individuals have no life, and if they do, they're just there to cause chaos. I do feel like the leaders that are in charge of Antifa are, you know, gathering them up, but a lot of these individuals are there just to cause chaos.
So is it the Democrats that can stop these people? Is there anybody that can stop them?
I know it sounds pretty harsh, but I'm going to have to say that I don't think anybody can stop them except patriotic Americans. You know, you have a lot of individuals who are going to have to take up arms. And I know it's pretty sad that I have to say that, you know, regarding this own country. But I just feel like, you know, these individuals are so out of control. They are so far left that there is not one party that's going to be able to stop them. Yes, I do believe that the Democrats are the individuals who did create Antifa. Left-wing media has created Antifa. They gave them a voice, and they let them speak. And what I find funny is every single time you see Antifa causing chaos and ruckus among city to city, you don't really see it. You don't really see too much negative press among them. You see more, you see more media calling them peaceful individuals or individuals who are just there preaching, exercising their First Amendment. And I'm sorry to say, but I don't agree with that. I just don't.
Hey, Jeremiah, I appreciate your sentiments. And again, coming from the People's Republic of California, I view this as a breath of fresh air. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. And keep listening in the Coachella Valley. Do you notice, by the way, we're getting more and more calls from the Coachella Valley, and I love it. From Palm Springs, from Rancho Mirage, from Indian Wells. Yeah, do you notice that? Maybe that's the fact that Jim Yoder's on every couple of weeks. Yeah, that's got to be what it is. Anyway, you want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. Mike in Reno, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm going to say what I think all your callers are going to say. Democrats don't want to stop this. It's going to lead to vigilantism on the right. I totally agree with your last caller. It's the job of the authorities to put this down. Apparently, they're not, from what I hear in Portland. This is nothing new. This went on in Europe. You had leftist terrorist groups. The classic example was in Germany in the 20s and 30s with the right-wing groups fighting the communists. Eventually, the Nazis won. This is an age-old tactic. The Democrats love it. You remember Nancy Pelosi saying we need the, what did she call them, disruptors. They're not. This is their avant-garde. And, of course, whoever's behind it, they know that what's going to happen is going to have to form a vigilante group. If the government doesn't step in, it's their responsibility. This is the next logical step, and it's probably what the left wants. And I don't see any way out of this chain of causation. I had a discussion with some idiot Canadian about gun rights a couple of months ago. And, you know, I'm not a big gun guy, but I belong to the NRA. I don't carry for various reasons. You know, I don't trust myself. And I said to him, I took him outside Starbucks, and I said to him, you see what's going on in St. Louis? You see what's going on in Baltimore? That's why you need a gun. And Antifa comes under that. And these masked guys, they're like the Klan. Why the government has to come in and just nip this in the bud, because this is an incipient civil war. And I think that's what they want, and it's going to be unavoidable. It's the job of the government. That's why you have police. By the way, Kev.
Yeah, quickly.
Yeah, go ahead. No. You know, there's major fires again. Very, very suspicious. Paradise is about 100 miles from here. You know, I always wonder if these things are being set, but California can burn down. And if they have an earthquake and they're going to call for Trump, better be careful what you say.
Yeah,
thanks,
yeah.
Kev.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. In case you're wondering, last count, 157,000 people have been evacuated, and they are beginning to evacuate, I am told, Malibu. That's expensive, expensive real estate. Mark Lauder with Lauder Communications, a spokesperson, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. We'll talk about Florida and a whole lot more. It's all coming up live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.